Good afternoon. This is Monika Kobylińska from ING Bank Śląski's Investor Relations.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. May I ask who do we have online?
This is Michael Ozimski from BRE Securities from Warsaw.
Yes. Okay. I have additional question. Do you speak Polish?
Tak.
Witamy.
Hi, Hubert Lam from Credit Suisse.
Okay.
Could you repeat, please, the second person?
Hello?
Hugo Swan from Credit Suisse.
Oh, hello, Hugo.
Hi, Monica.
Hi.
Robert Sobieraj.
But I don't speak any Polish.
Robert Sobieraj, yes.
Andrzej
Powierza?
Witam.
Okay, so I suppose we can start already because we have Hugo, so we will hold the conference in English. And this is one of the rare occasions, and you have the possibility to talk directly to Mrs. Kołakowska, our President of the Management Board, because usually the conference is held by Mr. Boda. And I have one question. Would you like to go through the presentation quickly, or maybe we can give you a kind of summary, and then you will ask questions, or you would prefer to go to the questions directly? Okay,
Brief summary would be helpful for me if everyone else happy with that.
okay.
So maybe very briefly to repeat what has happened in the third quarter in particular, but also reflect a little bit on the full year as we had. It's been a consecutive year quarter of growth for us, and if we look at both the balances of loans and deposits, we see a quite substantial, certainly over market growth in both areas. I'm now on page five of the presentation, where we see the key balance sheet positions that includes loans and deposits. And if we look on a year-on-year basis, the deposits have grown by 11.5 billion zloty, which is 21%, and also positive in quarter-to-quarter change, which is approximately 4 billion. This is an execution of our long-term strategy to be a strong savings bank that has been a very big strength of us in the past and continues to be so. That gives our focus has always been on retail deposits to have good, solid, and long-term stable source of funding. So that has been doing very well. And certainly, especially in the declining interest rates environment, where we have reduced our rates to maintain such robust growth, we consider very positive. But building the liabilities part, we've also focused very much on building the loan portfolio. And while this year has been, at least the first 6 months, have been a little bit slower than maybe previous periods, we see some pickup, still modest, but still a pickup in the third quarter. All in all, loans have grown by almost 4 billion year-on-year, which is 8% more. And the total portfolio is now 50 billion plus zloty. But even in the third quarter, the growth has been positive and quicker than the market, with 3% growth and roughly 1.6 billion in new loans. What is important is that the assets are diversified, so there is no over-concentration in any of the classes of assets. And the growth has been executed in a very similar fashion, where we've had the growth in retail, predominantly in mortgage portfolio and cash loans. That's been a relatively new addition to our portfolio, but growing double digits. And on the corporate side, it's anywhere between leasing, factoring, and a regular bank lending. If we move forward on the presentation, then we see that the volume growth has helped us to increase in effectiveness, and we look at the net interest margin. The third quarter was actually the first quarter where we saw a modest but still pickup in net interest margin. We see that very positively because if we analyze that further, then have we had the same have we only run the same volumes with the new interest rates that are now prevailing in the market, we would have lost 60, or the income revenue would have been lower by 60 million. But because we've grown volume so substantially and due to the pricing policy also on the liability side, actually, that has been compensated. So the drop in interest rates has been compensated by the growth in volumes. As a result, we're showing revenue growth of 1%, so you can say modest compared to 2012, but yet given the completely new interest rates environment, so quite a drastic drop, almost 225 basis points since, and decrease in interest interchange fee, we consider that positive. We've managed to compensate those more external factors with the growth of commercial volumes. The quality of the portfolio, even though we've been growing quite substantially over the past years, the quality remains good. This quarter, risk costs are lower than previous quarter. Last year, I remind only that we had, we can say, one-off or one bigger one in the construction sector. This has not been repeated. We consider the quality of the portfolio to be sound. And what we've also managed to achieve, we've renegotiated some of our IT data processing operational agreements, and as a result of it, we've noted or recorded in the third quarter of this year 25 million zloty drop in costs, which if we were to spread over the full year, that translates into approximately 8 million less costs in each quarter. As a result, net profit was 15% higher than last year for the same period, and the overall net profit for the full three quarters is 11% higher than last year. What has happened also with our ratios, the capital adequacy ratio has increased quite substantially compared to last year. Two effects here: we have retained profits from last year, so we've grown our capital base, but also we have introduced advanced methodology for risk for the corporate portfolio as of mid this year. So the capital adequacy ratio is now 17.4%, very solid. But as a result of it, our return on equity has dropped by 1.5 basis points. On the next two pages, we show our market shares in relative both retail savings and retail loans. For retail savings, I think we have substantially increased our market share to over 8% now. In loans, we are growing faster than the market, but our market share is still quite low, but we've started from a very low base. And on the corporate side, the growth of the loan portfolio, the market share, the relative market share is again over 8%, and the pace of growth is higher than for the market. I think there we have quite a few other detailed slides of how we performed in all segments. I think maybe to conclude, the summary is just to say it's been another quarter of growth for us, a balanced growth, both retail and corporate, growth in liabilities and loans. So the growth in liabilities has exceeded the growth in loans, but this is a bit a market factor because the demand for lending has been moderate. We have very comfortable capital and liquidity position with loans to deposit ratio of 70 slightly plus percent, so we are well positioned to capture growth in the future, especially in lending, if that appears. I think that's maybe in a nutshell what's been the third quarter to us.
Yes. Do you have any questions?
Yeah, I'd love it if you could expand a little bit more on the cost savings, whether you think there's more to go, whether that you think that is, you know, it's been a very good quarter, but whether there's more to come throughout the rest of this year, and whether we'll see sequential cost savings into next year. And then also, I'd love it if you could give us a little bit more color on, excuse me, on where your loan deposit ratio is going. Seems to be continuing to drop, which you're still managing to get a fairly decent NIM result. But I was wondering if you can turn that around, whether you expect to see a pickup in margins. I know that you do emphasize the importance of the savings side, but I'm just wondering what your outlook there on the loan deposit ratio is. Thank you.
Well, on the cost side, the savings that we've realized and shown in the third quarter, the magnitude of it, so this roughly 25 million is a one-off for the quarter, and I think should be understood as more or less 8 million less costs going forward. However, we see, of course, so cost is a center of our attention, but we will be seeing a number of developments going forward. I mean, there will be an expectation for some salary increase, not really FTE growth. I think here we would rather look at some moderate reductions, but the salaries, and depending on the bank's performance, the bonus pool will vary accordingly. We have some of the costs that are indexed to the inflation, like lease costs for our branches and real estate. So I think there will be some pickup there, moderate, because the inflation has been quite low. But nevertheless, we see whether we'll be able to compensate this with saving elsewhere. So I think on the more permanent basis, so what we have achieved in that quarter, this is to be factored in. But on other fronts, there will be potentially some increases going forward. But nevertheless, the intention is to keep the efficiency. So I think as we've shown in the past, we were able to service much bigger consumer balances with the same infrastructure as we've built so far, and that will be the direction going forward. What we really want to focus, and we'll always try to stress that cost is only one element of it, to evaluate the whole business model, we should also look into the risk costs. And here, I think this is the area where we prove that we can grow very fast, but we do this reasonably. So we don't want to only to expand volumes, but we want to build healthy portfolios. So if we look at costs, and we also factor in risk costs, that's probably both not a bad picture. Then on the conversion, so loan to deposit ratio, I think in the past we've already started from a much lower level. So if we go a few years back, our loan to deposit ratio was in the range of 55-60. And we've managed to convert investments in bonds into lending. And this is the intention or the direction going forward. Depends very much on the demand and in lending. But if there is only relatively good macro climate, I hope we will be able to do the conversion as we did in the past. So 70 loan to deposit ratio is not the optimal, but it gives a potential for converting lower yielding assets to higher yielding assets, as we've done in the past.
Thank you.
Is there another question?
I have got some more. If no one else wants to chip in.
Yeah. So
please go ahead, then.
Great. Okay. Thank you. I wanted to also understand what your assumptions were and your outlook was for the wider economy in terms of interest rates. and how you see that playing into your margins and your spreads. So we've seen rates dropping. You've managed to reprice deposits effectively. Is there still more repricing to go on the liability side? And similarly, is there still some more repricing to go on the asset side? And when do you expect market rates to increase, and how quickly will that increase flow through into the rates you're achieving on your assets and the rates you're paying on your liabilities?
I think if you ask what is the forecast for interest rates, lots of different answers. Generally, I think the expectation is there for interest rates to pick up. But if that happens, that's probably like fourth quarter next year. So I think what we have ahead of us, unless there will be some surprises, it's more a flattish interest rate scenario. And of course, if you talk about the repricing, especially of the liabilities, this happens more if you have movements either way. So I would say for us, it's probably majority of changes already in place, and we will just have to see how that will develop. On the asset side, surprisingly, or maybe not surprisingly, because the demand, especially for quality assets, is pretty high from the banks, especially in the corporate world, I don't think there is room for repricing. But in our case, if we were to replace the investment in bonds into consumer assets or loans, that should give some pickup.
Okay, thank you. And could you remind me what your targets are in terms of growth in the different parts of the loan portfolio? So what are you expecting this year, and perhaps if you're able to, what you're expecting next year?
I don't think that we share a particular target for growth. We say that we want to grow both liabilities and loans, and potentially loans faster than we've done so far, but that will be a market function. I don't think I have a specific percentage, especially that changes a little bit because it's different for different assets classes. What we've shown, for instance, for cash loans, we are showing a two-digit growth actually 35 or 36% quarter-on-quarter or year-on-year, and 4% higher third quarter to the second quarter. Of course, we would not have those double-digit targets for mortgage loans or corporate, because our portfolio is already much bigger there. So healthy growth for mortgages. I think what we say to the market that our kind of natural market share in new production is anywhere between 7% and 8%, and this is what we target.
Okay, that's great. Thank you. And then just one last question for me. You've seen a pretty healthy improvement in your capital adequacy ratio. Obviously, that gives room for you to grow your asset side as well, as you're able to. But do you have any other plans with the capital, maybe higher dividends or potentially further acquisitions than we've seen you buying small assets in the last year or so? Is there anything else that you can talk about that's on the horizon?
Yeah, indeed, the capital base is quite comfortable. As we've shared, if we meet the criteria stipulated by the regulator and also keep the ability to further grow, the intention would be to share with the investors, so to pay out dividends. We have not yet marked or made any comments on what level of dividends is possible.
Thank you. And I guess to put the question in a different way, do you have a targeted Tier 1 ratio that you feel comfortable with? I mean, it seems that the banks across Poland are carrying very different levels of capital for a number of different reasons, but where would you feel comfortable with in, say, 2 or 3 years' time?
I think for all of us, the reference rate is 12%. In our case, practically, you can say Tier 1 is there is no Tier 2 capital. So for us, because of historical developments, has always been Tier 1. But you need to top this up for Basel III requirements that are ahead of us a bit, then you need to leave room for growth. So I think the 17%+ that we have right now is probably a bit on the high end, but I would also not go as low as the minimum required of 12%, especially that you have some other requirements going forward, and we want to continue to grow as we did in the past. So.
Great. That's very helpful. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Anyone else would like to ask a question? Okay.
If I may ask one more, sorry, there really is no other questions. Just a little bit of clarification on your fees, which I think dropped this quarter, which I think is linked to some change in accounting on the bank assurance.
That's right.
Is that correct?
If we had we restated 10 million in the second quarter this year, so if we compare third quarter and second quarter this year, it would, if it wasn't for one-off related to bank assurance accounting treatment, which was 14 million, it would have been almost flattish. So I think that should be noticed. And of course, this 14 million one-off adjustment, this is not a lost fee revenue, but it's basically to reappear in the future periods. Maybe not in full. On our experience so far was that approximately 30% are prepayments, so we could say that 70% out of this 14 million should resurface in future months.
Great. That is really my last question. So, but thank you very much indeed for your answers.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi. This is Thomas Nettles from Bloomberg Industries. I would like to ask you a question on your cost of risk. As you can see, it went down, and sequentially it has been driven by a lower cost of risk on the retail side. But do you expect any increase or pickup in cost of risk in coming quarters, given that you are quite aggressively expanding in cash loans?
Aggressive but healthy. But what we are, if we look at our risk costs, I think predominantly our corporate risk costs have been lower this year, especially when compared to last year and the overall. What we said that in the third quarter this year, we had two events in retail risk costs. Basically, we sold a portfolio that resulted in roughly 24 million lower risk costs, so that was a positive change. But at the same time, we had a model change, especially for enterprises, which basically consumed that positive result. So the impact of this was approximately 33 million. So the total of 33 that we show is impacted by those two developments. What we were saying, because the structure of our loan portfolio in retail is changing, so in addition to mortgages that dominated in the portfolio, we are having an increased share of cash loans and other financing to enterprises. We roughly estimate the risk cost in retail to be in the range of 90 basis points going forward. So you can say they are higher than in the past, but this is because also the share of more unsecured loans is getting bigger in the portfolio.
Thank you.
Yes, was it a really final question?
Perhaps I can chip in one last question as well, on cash loans, and not general, just affecting ING, but in general, what's your view on unsecured lending in Poland? As you can see, lots of banks are trying to gain market share in that segment. And what's your view if you look at Turkey or South Africa, where consumer lending has been the drag on many banks? Do you see any regulation coming in place, like in coming quarters, just to curb this lending, so we don't see the same pitfalls as South African banks or Turkish banks have experienced?
I think it's a Polish market and Turkish market are quite different markets, to be honest. I think Turkish market, to the best of my knowledge, is quite advanced on various forms of unsecured lending. And what has been really a feature of that market was a very high interest rates environment going up to 50-60%. So I think the regulations that we see now in Turkey are very much focusing on the particular development of that market. Indeed, in Poland, also you have a lot of banks competing in unsecured lending because it's quite attractive from the margin point of view, even if you take into consideration risk costs. In our case, even though we've seen quite a big growth, we see some pickup in risk costs. However, as majority of the loans that we offer are really for our client base, and what we see is the conversion in the past where we were not that active in that area. Many of our clients were actually getting the same financing from other banks. Now we have the opportunity to finance them from our bank. So majority, I would say more than 90% in our case, is to our client base. The quality of the portfolio is healthy in general for this type of lending. So I think each and every bank should be looked at differently, what their procedure and the level of, let's say, risk appetite is for particular group of clients for unsecured lending, and then only conclude from that.
Thank you. That's very helpful.
Okay. One more question. So I think this should be all.
If there are any other questions, you can always call Monica,
yes,
and she will provide the answer.
Yes,
otherwise, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.